Welcome all. We are back with another episode of the Dangerous Alliance podcast. I'm your host, Dyron, and this is my co-host for the week,
Malika.
So,
what's up, people?
What's up, Malika? What's up with you?
Well, this is what, week two?
Episode two.
It's not really episode two.
We were kind of busy last week.
Yeah, we were busy last week. We'll talk about that during this show. Mm-hmm. Good things happened. And yeah, so I guess I'm back. Episode one. I'm like ankle deep now. I dipped my toe. I'm ankle deep. Like wade in the water.
Alrighty then, kids. We're getting like a Negro spiritualism work today. So, all right, God's gonna drop
the water.
I messed it up. Anyway, so let's tell the people why we were off last week and what we were doing and what was the big thing that the reason why we couldn't give you a second helping of this show.
We were, well, let me say, I was very busy.
Well then, I had no part of this.
Because my friend got married.
Woo.
My friend Christina and her fiance and my friend also, Toby.
Shades.
Got married and I was the maid of honor. So much honor was bestowed. It was a really great wedding, but we were really busy with rehearsal dinner, the ceremony, brunch, just hanging out and being supportive. So the wedding was, is this the time we're talking about the wedding?
Yeah, you're already going on there.
So the wedding was beautiful. Of course, the bride was beautiful.
She was.
And yeah, I mean, it all was kind of a blur. I want to hear what your thoughts are about the wedding because you were like observing it. I was in the wedding, like standing up there looking at them. So like, tell me what you thought about it.
I thought it was a nice ceremony. A lot of things happened that changed what the original premise of the wedding was going to be. But it turned out beautiful. It turned out nice. The evening went well. We had some delicious food.
The food was so good.
We had some interesting service. We had a food truck.
Yes!
And
we had a food truck in the evening with fries. It was so good. I love French fries.
Cool. So yeah, it was an interesting event. It seems like everyone had a good time. Everyone had a lot of fun. You know, people were on the dance floor getting live. So all in all, it was a beautiful ceremony, a beautiful weekend, fun times, great times, and congratulations to them.
Yay, congratulations. We won't say your last name on here, but congratulations, Toby and Tina. We love you. Anyway, what was the highlight for you of the wedding?
Highlight. Let's see. Highlight. I don't know. There's a lot of interesting stuff going on. I don't know.
My highlight was obviously them getting married because she looks so beautiful. She's walking down the aisle and so that part was my favorite, and when they like, when Toby went in on the kiss, first of all, that was sweet. The first dance was, I almost started bawling after the first dance, and I was really glad I made it through my speech without becoming a puddle, because I cry when I speak in public, especially when I have emotions.
Just emotions taking me over.
That was a good one.
What?
So, I was really glad I made it through the speech. And it seemed like it was well received.
I enjoyed it.
Excellent Dyron took video of it so I could see it played back. And people laughed when they were supposed to laugh. And I cried when I wasn't trying to cry.
People laugh when they weren't supposed to laugh as well. I could see.
Oh yeah, that's true. I
So
wasn't trying to be funny, but it came off
exactly.
with some innuendo.
So
Didn't mean to do that though. So the wedding was great. What's next?
what else is going on in the world of M. Don Malika?
At week two of the new job, and it's going great. Very happy with what I'm doing and where I'm at. So that's been pretty good. And a lot of our friends are like in new beginnings. Like, we just found out another one of our friends got a new job. And I know so many people who just got new jobs. And so it's just an exciting time. I think this is like the age that we're at. You know, we're both. Well, one of us is 28 right now. The other one is turning 28 very soon. So I won't say that we're both 28, but we're 28-year-olds.
It's a week away.
So I feel like this is a good like point where careers are developing and like people are making just really great moves and strides in their lives, and it's just really exciting to watch and to see like your friends do well. It's exciting for me.
Cool. So yeah, that's been a lot of fun. So ready to get into some more of our interesting topics that
What are our interesting topics?
we have for
Let's
the
roll.
week? All righty then. So let's start with one of the big things that's happened this week was the Democratic debate.
Oh, yes.
Did you happen to catch of any of it?
I caught some of it. I forgot it was on and then when I went and watched it, it seemed like it didn't just start, but I feel like I caught it at a good time.
It's because they ain't got the juice.
What?
The Democrats ain't got the juice. No one's no, they ain't got that spark plug of a candidate that will just drive viewers in.
Well, I don't think it was that. I don't know what it was, but either way, I enjoyed the debate, the part that I saw. I kind of tuned out after they had the intermission part. But you know, well, I won't sh my full political views, but I think they had some interesting stuff to say. Obviously, the two main contenders are Bernie Sanders and Secretary Clinton. And I like O'Malley too. He's the governor or former governor of Maryland and Baltimore and or whatever, mayor. I don't know. But I've seen him around because I used to live up in Maryland. So
Wait. They
one
were inviting
he's
you to the house or something? What is this? You see
Well,
him
you
on
know
the
what? I
street?
know someone who worked on like his campaigner with his office. I went to college with her. She's really awesome. And so I would see stuff about him on
Via her?
Facebook from her. But he's also I feel like he would make a really good vice president. And he's really hot. I mean, like he is a good looking man.
Alrighty then.
So kudos to him for staying in shape. And nothing related to their views. But
Or related to any of the topics they
well, I
discussed
mean,
on
I just think
in their presidential debate for, our next
I
president.
am not a conservative by any stretch of the imagination,
So
and
you liberal?
so I'm liberal. I do have some conservative views, but for the most part, I would say that I am on the liberal side. But the thing I don't like about a lot of very conservative Republicans is that, especially around women's rights and women's health issues, that they speak really generally. They don't re it gives the impression they don't really care about women at all. And that just doesn't sit right with me. So on a lot of those things, I differ with them, and I feel like men making policy for women, that there's just something about that that does not jive with me. And again, I'm not a full feminist. I'm just one person, but You know, you gotta
espousing
listen.
her views.
You gotta listen to both sides, you know, to understand what each is saying and make up your own mind. But I just feel like there's a lot of things that the Republican Party is doing to kind of pull the wool over people's eyes on one part of, you know, their policy or views. And that just kind of scares me because of all the other things that they're not really focused on that they would be responsible for. So,
Cool. So,
some of
like,
the debates.
in my estimation on the debate, so I was looking at it and I was like, wow, we got these candidates here, and this if you didn't tell me anything, you would have been like, this looks like the Republican Party right there. Just all, I mean, we did have the diverse candidate in Hillary, but other than that, it was straight looking
Yeah, but
Republican.
is Ben Carson really the diversity that you want?
Can I finish what my differences was first? So yeah, and the Republican side, we had the women, we had the black men, even if they funky. Yeah, so it just seems it was like a flip. I was like, what, huh? New, what? Word. All right. So yeah, that was one of my big things I took away from. The second biggest thing is, I mean, it's I mean, the media is gonna push that Hillary is the candidate that we take. And the biggest thing, I think, if you're a Democratic supporter is, I don't know if you're fully into believing that she is the candidate that is going to get this job done and be able to get this one. Right now, there's no confidence in any of the candidates on either side, in my opinion. Right now, it's just, we're in the early stages. We'll see what happens at the start of next year. But I just didn't feel confidence from anybody yet to where I was like, oh, this is my favorite for right now to be president of the United States next. So, the Republicans are just have something going on. I don't know. Something. So
I
we'll see.
got my go bag
I mean,
ready.
we'll start taking the Republicans.
If Trump becomes the nominee,
We'll start
oh my God.
we'll start taking the Republicans serious once Trump's
Out of there.
out of there, and then
Oh
we'll start
my
paying attention.
gosh. And that's kind of that wool that I was talking about. Like he is such a distractor from the like the real issues. I mean, like
Well, I think
you're talking about individual people. You're
Well,
not even talking about
here's the
like
thing with Trump.
policy or change or
Right.
whatever is gonna
Right.
happen.
He's way out there in his ideals and beliefs, but here's the thing. He's honest. You get a sense of,
You think he's
I think
honest?
he's giving honest answers up there as far as he is speaking what people don't want to usually don't say. You don't get for politicians at all. You just don't get it. He's a character. He's different. He's
He's
just
a
different
character,
than.
and that's what makes me believe it's not honest.
Right, but he's
It's
saying what is
just.
on his mind. He's saying it's ridiculous. It's off-putting, but he's saying he's speaking his mind. And you know what? We haven't had we haven't had that in forever.
Yeah, but I don't want that in my
You
running
wouldn't
the
want it from him.
country.
If it was somebody else, you may have.
If it was somebody else pretty much saying the same stuff or
No, that's what I'm saying.
spewing
I'm
in the
not.
same
Right,
manner.
I'm not saying the content he's providing. I'm saying the person that you are having an issue with, the person who is speaking the content. I'm saying you are we as a people are being more enthralled by a person, even though it's full of crap
I feel
and
like
nonsense, but we're getting espoused by someone who's actually the content that he's providing in this case is something that you just don't hear from everyone else. It's making him, it's different. It's making him stand out even more. Even he's already a clown show, but even now it's even
I
more.
think you do. I mean, I think you do. But here's my thing. All right. So what you just said was like, it's nice, it's refreshing to see him not be like a politician or whatever.
Right.
That aside, like the fact that this is like almost like the pure definition of white male privilege. He can go and say whatever he wants. But if this was either someone of color or a woman spewing in the exact same manner, all of that, it's, you know, kind of where's their home training? Why don't you have etiquette? Why don't you know how to speak to people? Why aren't you tempered in your response? And so the fact that he can get away with that is, I just think, grossly wrong. Like, And that's just a point to privilege in that
I
sense.
don't think he's getting away with it per se. I just think he's
He is so getting away with it. He is gaining followers and momentum and backers for
and he's gonna
that.
fall on his face in next year.
Yeah,
So
but the fact is that people are, they're like, yes, this is amazing. This is refreshing.
they're
That the
behind
fact
the
that they're,
clown
but the
show.
fact that they're saying, and you just said it yourself, it's
It is
refreshing.
refreshing, but it's still a clown
But
show.
that in itself is like, if this was somebody else doing that, so you can even point to the backlash that Ben Carson is getting, right? He's also saying outlandish things, but he's getting backlash for what he's saying, and Trump is getting,
Well, he's not
oh,
as
that's just, oh, that's just Trump. You understand
charismatic
what you understand what I'm
as
saying?
Trump. Like, that's
But he's, is he being honest?
to a degree.
So I'm just I, from that's also part of it. It's just like
Mean, if he admits that he's the
Trump is getting a
token,
pass for a lot.
if he admits he's the token, then sure, yeah, then we'll start talking. But
Yeah,
until
but
then,
Trump is getting a pass on a lot of stuff, and in American politics,
I think
there's an
I think the
etiquette, right?
conservative side is
Is that
giving him
fair?
a pass, but I don't think
Right, which is
the general public is laugh is kind of laughing this off with the theory of ha, and the joke's gonna run out. It's
yeah, the joke, the egg is gonna be on their face when he becomes a nominee.
not gonna happen.
Look, nobody else up there either, like Jeb Bush,
There's a good chance of Jeb's
Which
in
is
the front.
like, oh, another.
I mean, he has pedigree. All right, enough of politics, because that's just very off-putting.
Yeah, I was
I
surprised you even brought it up.
just thought up the thoughts on the Democratic debate. You the one who took it on a rant about how much you disdain the Republican Party.
If you could see my face right now, world, just so much side eye happening
No, it's you're looking
at my
directly at me.
co-host
You're looking directly at me.
with side eye intentions.
Huh? Anywho, so yeah, enough of politics. Let's move to something more fun and nonsense. Let's move
Waving my hand for that.
it. Let's move into entertainment.
Entertainment! What's going on in
And
entertainment?
let's start off with a television show review. Is there any
Oh.
shows that you would like to talk about that you've seen recently that you think is worthy of bringing up or to watch or anything fun?
So, this show is back for the third season. Yay, third season. 90 Day Fiancé. It is about people who are getting a K-1 visa, which is a fiancé visa. And basically, that means they're coming from another country and they have 90 days to get married, or they are extra, is it extradited? Whatever, they're sent back
I don't watch the
to their country of origin. Right? So it's interesting because it's, I'm again into reality TV like a lot, but there's true love stories in there, and then you got all the skeptics and their family like it's too soon, or they're just in it for the green card and all that drama that comes with that. So the third season just started, I think, last week, and so those couples are just kind of starting out, and a lot of them, they've only seen each other in limited interactions. So sometimes it's just like a vacation. So there's one couple that met on vacation and they've maybe spent like 20 hours together in person. And then there's this guy who is basically bringing over a 19-year-old to the country to marry. And there's just, it's just really interesting, but it's on TLC. It's called 90 Day Fiancé.
Cool.
Check it out.
Cool.
But it also teaches you a lot about like the immigration laws and kind of what these couples have to go through for the people that they love and what they're willing to do. I mean, a lot of them are leaving their families behind, and especially for the women that come over, I feel like that's a lot to give up. the one they love.
Cool,
Good
cool,
on
cool.
them.
Nice, nice.
What shows have you been watching?
So, all right, I will give a review of my geeky side and nerd
You have
side.
a geeky
Yeah, I
side?
do.
Nerd alert.
I guess she's applying that to her as well.
What?
Anyway. So yeah, let's talk about the returns of two of the big superhero shows. There was season two
Dun-dun-dun-dun! Superhero.
segment. So yeah, let's talk about season two of The Flash. We'll start off with that since that comes on Tuesday. And so the big things that's happened.
Spoiler
True. The big things, if you watch The Flash, it's basically sort of starting back from what happened at the end of last season, which was a big wormhole at the end of last season that that Flash tried to not allow his city to get sucked into. And what happened was he try as he trying and he's trying to run at this extremely fast pace and stopping the wormhole. One of another superhero in Firestorm rejoined and he was able to close the wormhole. However, there are some complications with that, which this season will put touched upon. Basically, what's happening with Firestorm, how they're dealing with the split. Another thing to look for is now that this wormhole has seemingly opened a portal to new Earths and new dimensions and new stuff like that. So it's gonna be quite interesting to see what they're gonna play. The big tease so far that we had is that the debut of Jay Garrick, the OG Flash from back that was back in the day. Back way back in the day.
way back.
Throwback in the day. So yeah, so we'll see how that plays out this year. I'm looking forward to looking to episode two. Episode one was kind of weak. It didn't start off as strongly, especially after how last season finished.
They
But
gotta build it back up.
true, true. And I'm looking forward to it. And we'll see how the new characters relate and things like that. I'm sure there's gonna be a lot of fun twists and turns and plots and Easter eggs and all that goody stuff in it. So yeah, so that happened on Tuesday. On Wednesday, the return of season four of Arrow, which started this whole superhero TV show back up. And so Arrow's back, and the big thing with Arrow is this: we've had Ollie and Felicity, who at the end of season three decide to leave town together as this couple, and woo,
Woo.
love's in the air, and they're in this suburban life, and life's looking all good, and Ollie's ready to propose, and all this good stuff. However,
Twist, plot twist.
no, plot starts.
Plot start.
Ollie is required by his friends that he's left behind back in Starling City, which is now Star City, to come help them with a new bad, bit bad for or big bad for the season, Damian Dark, who's the leader of Hive, which will play into the season big time because that is also an issue with how Diggle, one of our main characters, his brother got killed by Hive. So
And
we'll see how
Diggle
that
got a
plays out.
mask, and it's
Black
hilarious.
Magneto. Black Nito.
Black Nito.
Black Nito. Yeah, he got that Black Nito mask on. It's something. It's quite something. So yeah. So we'll see how that intertwines. Also, the other big thing that happened on the episode was that we saw sort of a jump forward with 6 months from what the previous episode, what the episode was talking about, in that we saw one of the characters has died, and Ollie is looking to seek revenge on, I guess, Damian Dark.
Revenge,
So we'll see
sweet
how this plays out
revenge.
this season. I'm looking forward to it. I thought Arrow was better than Flash this week. I'm looking forward to seeing. One of us disdains Arrow.
Don't disdain
Okay,
Arrow.
dislikes Arrow.
I don't dislike
Yeah, you
Arrow.
do. Anyway, we gotta watch Arrow.
No, the problem is I always fall asleep on Arrow.
Exactly, you dislike it.
It's not because I dislike it, it's just not holding my attention.
Sure.
Pick it up, CW.
It did pick it up.
I mean the pace.
I mean, the pace is good, I think.
Storyline. I don't know. I need more action.
They are the
action.
Okay. Alrighty then. So yeah, that's the two shows I mainly watch. So yeah, that's a good look at that. Malika.
I am so behind on all the Shondaland shows.
So maybe next time we'll get a review of those.
I'm like three episodes behind.
Okay.
I'll have to marathon for you guys.
You're like two episodes behind.
No. There was another one last night that I did not see.
Well, well, well. You've been caught up on Quantico, right? New show.
Quantico! I like Quantico, which means it's probably going to go away.
Not necessarily.
Yeah, all the shows I like.
The Shondaland shows didn't go away.
Shut down. But I wasn't into, like, Grey's to begin with. Like, you know what I mean? No. I was into Scandal from the beginning, but... Lasai.
All your other shows are going away.
Siberia.
No, we were not.
This one. I love, if you, I don't know even where you can watch them, but Siberia.
You don't want to watch that. You don't want to watch that trash.
So good.
Terrible.
It came on when the Summer Olympics were on, and it was just like a nice, it didn't it? It was around that time, right?
It was in the summer, I remember.
With, what was that show? What was that other show?
Bear Grylls?
No.
Capture?
Capture.
Yeah, that was our summer watching of nonsense.
Yeah, and both of those shows didn't come back, and I was so invested in both.
Spoiler alert, they never will.
I think they should bring back Siberia.
I don't think so.
But,
it was trash TV.
If you don't know what Siberia is, you know, go Google.
Don't Google.
Use the Google.
Please don't.
If you're into Bing, you know you can Bing, but you know.
If you're into Yahoo,
you know you Google.
Don't do that either.
But anyway,
stay far away.
Wikipedia.
Away.
And, yeah, it was an interesting show. It was like, it was a reality show, but fully scripted. So it was like a drama, but it was set like a reality show. Anyway, it was great, and then there was a big plot twist at the end, and now I didn't bring it back. I don't even know what could happen. My mind still goes back and thinks about what happened on that show.
So how did a Quantico discussion get turned into a Siberia discussion?
Because I'm pretty sure Quantico is going to go away, too. So, but Quantico's been good. There's been some interesting twists, and the lead actress, I forget her name, but she's gorgeous. She has gorgeous hair, too. And she's a really good actress. I guess she won either Miss Universe or Miss America or something like that. So, kudos to you, girl. Keep working it out. And I'll keep watching. That's only TV updates. Unless you want to talk about QVC and HSN.
No. So, cool, cool, cool. Any movies you've seen lately?
No.
Neither have I.
I've been busy.
So that's it with our movie review. All right. And last, and I guess certainly not least, I guess let's talk about music.
Music?
Yes, music. So for me, one of the dopest mixtapes I've heard in a while has come out.
Oh.
Yeah.
From who? Tell us who. We're waiting at the edge of our seat.
I don't think we are.
I am.
Oh, you are?
I'm literally at the edge of my seat.
It don't look like it from
on
over
this
here.
Side.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay. All right. So, yeah.
Who is it?
The new Big Crit mixtape has come out.
Crit.
And it came out, I guess, 2 days ago, the 14th. And it's rocking. It's killing it.
It bumps.
It bangs, it bumps, it's smooth, like fine wine and jazz. It's just, it's
Crit,
lovely.
We gave you a shout out last time, and we will do it again.
She will.
If you are ever in town.
Again.
Which you live here, so. When you're back in town.
Yeah, when you're back for your tour.
Holla at us. We would love to interview you.
So yeah, that we would love to talk
on the podcast.
Well, I would love to talk to you. Malik will have some comments.
I would like to talk to him
about
215s.
And what song is that?
I don't know the name. 215.
The Big Bang.
Big Bang.
2.0. So yeah. So everybody go check out the new Big Crit mixtape. It's better this way. Again, it's on datpiff.com,
Datpiff.
livemixtapes.com.
Sponsor us.
I'm
Datpiff.
just telling the world how they can go get it or Google it and you'll find it. So yeah, it's the Big
Oh, we'll
Crit.
let them use the Google now.
I don't have a problem with it. Yeah, not for something that's good and positive and great. Not something that's terrible, awful, and will never be seen again. So, yeah. So, again, go Google, check out the new Big Crit mixtape. It's better this way. You will love it. Got some Warren G on there. Got some Ludacris.
Tell us how you like it.
What do you mean, how I like it?
No, people out there in the world,
True,
after you
true.
listen to it, hit us up on the Twitter,
The Twitter machine.
and
Which we'll give out later.
yeah, but let us know how you liked it.
Alrighty. Cool.
I haven't even listened to it yet.
Well, you need to get on it.
Send me that link, yo.
I told you how to get the link.
Oh.
Were you not listening to
Have to
me?
Google.
I mean, good. I'll send it to you after the show.
Post it
And
on the Twitter.
I posted it on the Facebook, on my personal one.
Okay.
Cool.
I'll find it.
I got you. Later. Anywho, so yeah, that's been the new music. Anything else you've checked out music-wise this week?
You okay, so if any of you have Spotify, we both have Spotify, and there's this music list. It's called Discover Weekly, and it kind of curates songs for you based on what you listen to. And the other day, I was so like thrown off and a little upset at Spotify because they put a Jocelyn Hernandez song on my playlist.
She's a serious artist now.
That Kitty Cat song.
Boo.
Not here for it,
Still trash.
Spotify. Not
You're not supporting your
here
boy,
for
Stevie
it.
Jordan?
He is a fellow Buffalonian, but no.
No.
Because it's Jocelyn.
Rosaline?
I just don't like that song. But anyway, those are the only
That's all you got for
yeah, that's all I got.
that's all you got for the music.
I
All
got no
right.
new stuff. My
Cool,
bad.
cool, cool, cool. All right. So that's wonderful.
Is it?
I mean, not talking about Joselyn Hernandez, but no.
Oh, okay, good.
All right. So let's move on. We've covered entertainment mostly. Anything in entertainment else you would like to talk about?
I can save it for later.
Okay. Well, I'll do something that it's I guess a merge between the entertainment segment and the sports segment.
Oh.
We can talk about Lamar Odom, the sadness with
I
that's
don't
happened
want to
to
talk
him.
about it.
Well, he's his eyes are open. He seems to be semi regaining.
Did you see this on CNN?
I saw it on Twitter reports, you know.
I don't know.
Don't trust everything.
I also
No, we
don't.
cannot trust CNN because this week what happened on CNN is that they have a picture of LaMarcus Aldridge as Lamar Odom. Exactly. They don't know what they're doing either.
CNN.
They ain't good either.
So here's
They
my
clowns
the
too.
medical like here's my thing. I feel like it is an invasion of privacy
I agree.
and HIPAA rights that we even know all this stuff. Like I feel so bad for
Well, there's a
celebrities that
reason for
their
that.
stuff gets put out there like this.
There's a major reason for that in this case. Who he was previously married to, or current
Still
technically
married
married
to.
to, but
But
that's the
that's
reason.
a problem that we shouldn't necessarily we shouldn't have known that he might have brain damage or whatever. We shouldn't yeah. There and so all those rumors start to snowball too. And so you don't really know what the truth is. I mean, thoughts and prayers with Lamar Odom,
Yeah,
his family,
I hope he gets
all of
better.
that.
I hope
'Cause he has
he's.
kids and it's just
I
like
mean, from stuff that he's had a lot a very tough life, and
Right,
so
but for
I know a really like
to be
really
like
tough life.
almost showcasing the brothel he was at and being like he was at a brothel. It's they're scandalizing something that's really serious. And I feel like they tried to do the same thing with Bobby Christina. And I'm just like, there's the world does not need to know your medical issues unless you and he is not in a position to say what's going on. Agreed. And I just don't like it. So I'm not following the story very closely, but I do hope and pray that he gets better.
Right, we hope that he gets better and pray and be healthy and he finds everything he needs to help him continue to live a strong and healthy life.
Because I feel like fans think, because I'm a fan of you or whatever, that they deserve to know what's going on. We don't deserve to know that.
I agree. The general public doesn't really need to know. So I just wanted to wish best wishes, even though we're discussing this. Best wishes. Hope everything's all right. So, yeah.
Absolutely.
And free Kanye. All right. So.
What?
Next thing.
From the Kardashian.
Next thing we need to talk about is.
I was not prepared for that.
So the next thing we need to do is talk about sports, since that was my semi-merge.
Sports.
Sports. So how do you want to start this off this week? You want to talk about our fantasy sports? You want to talk about our teams? You want to talk about...
Sports. No, you want to talk about how you won last week.
Actually, I will start off with the negative of this week.
Oh, that I'm winning?
No, but sure. Well, we can talk about that. Let's start with the NFL roundup and talk about our teams.
NFL. I have nothing to report.
I mean, your team's 3-2.
You just want to, you just.
Well, they're 3-2.
This is how the sports segment is going to be.
They aren't 3-2.
What's the Falcons record now?
That's why I was saying I was going to start off with something negative. And you hear that? You hear that? You hear that? Nah, all right. Bet. Cool. So,
let's all have a moment of silence.
For what?
The Falcons.
We got our butts kicked yesterday.
Season. It's all downhill from here, dude.
No, it's not. They got 10 days till their next game. They'll be all right. Mm. They play a trash schedule. They're going to win double-digit games. We'll just see if they're at home in the divisional playoffs or they're playing in the wild card round. That's it. That's all that is. All
right.
So, yeah, let's talk about my Atlanta Falcons, who yesterday disappointed us very greatly and lost a tough road game to the New Orleans Saints, our hated rival, on Thursday Night Football in prime time. Just embarrassed the city, you know. It was just bad. Yeah. We were awful yesterday. I mean, our line play, awful. Our pass rush, awful. Our secondary, not as good. Our quarterback play, blah. Our play calling, terrible. We were unprepared. We got pushed around. We looked like the team that was 1-4 coming into the game, and not the team that was 5-0. So it was not a happy day in the Falcon land. But you know, they haven't looked good the last 2 weeks. They barely squeaked out a win against the Redskins a couple weeks ago. So it hasn't been a strong showing from this team. So what we would like to see is improvements. I mean, I know our line is semi patchwork right now. Our starting center is out. But what we need to do is just, you know, let's keep running the football. I think Devontae Freeman has been excellent this year. And Tevin Coleman, even though he fumbled last night, he also can provide some great plays in the run game as well. And I think it opens up our passing game, because I saw a lot of play-action passing yesterday, but we didn't actually set up the run for those play-action passes. So it was just play-action pass. And it just didn't feel right, and the Saints weren't biting, so. Tough loss against a division rival, and the Panthers are still undefeated. So yeah, so rise up, woo, rise up, wee.
You don't even sound confident in saying that.
You can't be confident in Atlanta sports. Wee. You can only hope.
Oh, I know what that is.
You only
is.
Have one title in the last since I've been born, and we beat Cleveland for it.
You should see his face.
Because Cleveland's trash. Anyway. Oh! Alright, so, yeah. So, that's enough about my team. Would you like to give any words of encouragement about your Buffalo Bills?
I think our Tyrod is going to be out for an injury. So, get better soon, man.
You're
EJ.
Missing him. You're missing him. You're missing LeSean McCoy as well. You're starting running back.
All y'all get healthy.
I think you're...
EJ, step up.
Carlos Williams is back, your backup running back, who had a good game a couple weeks ago, so we'll see.
We will see. But you know.
They just did pull off a tough win against Tennessee, 14-13. It wasn't a strong victory.
Well, we still got that W.
Right. And this week you guys are playing Cincinnati.
Okay.
Who is 5-0 this week, so we'll see how you guys
okay.
do. You know, maybe you can pull off that victory.
Okay. I'm done talking about this.
I think you're at home too as well, so I'm sure there'll be a funny gif later about something stupid that happened at the tailgate.
You just like to throw shade.
No, I don't. I speak the
Let
truth.
Let me go get my sunglasses for all the shade.
Whatever. Anywho.
Hater.
I am not a hater. I'm a congratulator.
Hater.
Anywho. All right. So, yeah, let's move on to the baseball roundup, which I have this week. I have some baseball news. I have some baseball news. The playoffs have been getting to a crazy start. And we are now...
Crazy!
We are now in the championship series, the league championship series for the National League and the American League. And in the National League, we have the cursed series. With the Chicago Cubs,
yeah,
who had
go won, Cubs,
who I have predicted years ago when I was in high school, they would never win a title in my lifetime.
Hey.
So we'll see if they can prove me wrong.
I hope they win.
Right,
and
they're
really
going to be
do.
Playing the second squad from New York, the New York Mets.
So my former boss was a huge New York Mets fan.
Mm-hmm.
So he sent me a video today of him cheering when they won. Was it last night that they won?
Yep.
Yeah. So them cheering. His whole family cheering when they won. So, you know, I wish them well because I liked my boss. But I really want the Cubs to win. I just feel like, it's time. And I had in, I guess it was middle school. Had a teacher, he was a huge Cubs fan.
Cool.
So much so we would get like extra credit if we knew like Cubs trivia kind of stuff.
That's cool. That's cool. Yeah. Cool. So
was it cool?
I mean, that's cool.
I think it's cool.
When was that school?
Cool. For school.
Cool.
Stay in school. Be cool.
All right, so yeah, that's what's happening in the National League. And in the American League, we have the Toronto Blue Jays
Ooh.
Versus the Kansas City Royals.
Ooh.
So I feel like this...
You could wear royal blue.
You could.
The Blue Jays and Royals.
Yeah, a lot of blue going on.
A lot of blue.
Yeah, sadness usually.
Cool blue.
So yeah, we got a lot of new blood this year. I mean... New blood as far as the World Series and teams who haven't won in a long time coming up and rising up here. So, yeah. There's blue everywhere. There's blue with the Cubs. There's blue with the Mets. There's blue with the Royals. And there's
blue with the Buffalo Bills.
That's football, baseball segment.
I know where we're at.
Oh, okay.
Just, so, you know, dipping yeah. and dabbing.
So, yeah, there was a lot of controversy this week in the Blue Jays past series.
Really?
Yes, they played a tough game. It was a couple big things. So, they just won their series against... who were they? Who did they just play? Now I've lost my mind.
It wasn't the Royals.
It was not the Royals. I should know this. Oh, they played the Rangers the other day. And,
Texas Rangers?
Yes, the Texas Rangers.
I've been to that state. Well, I've been outside of that state.
This is what our sports
that ballpark.
This is what our sports report comes to.
That so, yeah. also means I was outside AT&T.
Jerry World?
Yeah. It was pretty big.
Nice, nice. So, the big thing that happened the other day is there was a big controversy over Jose Bautista's home run to basically win seal the series for the Blue Jays as he did the routine bat flip for a big celebration.
Is that...
And the pitcher that gave up the home run was came out against it, basically saying that it was Bush League.
Excessive celebration.
Right. And it's part of baseball's unwritten rules and unwritten code of conduct.
There's a lot of etiquette in baseball.
It's 2015.
He's putting up air quotes, like a lot of them.
They were written in pre-slavery times by...
Attack of
pre-civil rights time. I mean, it's just...
Let it go.
Ugh.
Let it go.
It should. And so it's usually an attack on Latin players and African-American players who show so much celebration. And it's just, especially when you hit that type of home run in that type of stadium in that circumstance.
You better celebrate.
It's worth it.
You better celebrate.
Bat flipping, bat flip on, brother.
Jose Bautista. Back flip, front flip. So, all the flips.
So, cool. So, I'll give you my predictions. I know you told everybody who you want to see win. I am personally going to say that the Royals continue their streak and they get to the World Series this year. And I think they're going to play. And it pains me to say this. They're going to play the Mets.
No!
And the reason they're going to play the Mets is...
No!
I'm not jinxing the Cubs.
I don't know.
I don't
the
trust
Cubs cheer or anything.
Chris Bryant's a beast. Jake Arrieta is a beast as well.
Remember Sammy Sosa?
Sam Sosa.
Wasn't it Sammy?
I mean, that's his black name. His white name is Sam Sosa because you know he went white face to face.
Tyron.
That's.
Anyway, that's when I was watching the Cubs during the Sammy Sosa time when he was going to break the record for home runs. That long ago is what I'm talking about.
You mean when Mark McGuire was breaking the record?
And Sammy Sosa.
I mean, he was behind him, but...
Well, they were both trying.
True.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah.
True. Cool.
Go Cubs!
Yeah, so I think the Royals are going to win this whole thing, so I'm going to go say go Royals. Keep their royal blue. So
the Cubs have blue, too.
All the teams have blue because they're all sad.
I'm
never rooting for. I ain't rooting for the Blue Jays. They can get out.
I'm so lonesome for you.
I don't really like the Cubs or the Mets either.
From
only reason I'm rooting for the Cubs is for my peoples in Chicago, but that's about it. But yeah. I'm not jinxing my picks.
Remember that song?
Before my time.
No, it wasn't! The worst!
Oh, it wasn't before my time?
No.
Oh.
It was right in your time.
I'll Spotify it later.
Okay.
Alright, cool.
Shade. All right. I told y'all people.
So, yeah, let's end this segment. Well, let's end our sports segment.
Sports.
With basketball, and we are nearly...
You're still on sports?
Yes, we're still on sports.
Oh, aye, aye, aye.
So, yeah, we're going to cover a little bit more about the basketball. It'll be a short one.
I'm sorry.
Preseason is still winding down. The Warriors are still looking like monsters. Steph Curry is killing
Steph
with the
Curry
shot.
With the shot, boy.
And he's killing him with the dribble as well, so.
Ooh.
Let's see. Any other major things that's been happening? Rookies have looked solid.
Didn't nobody care about the rookies.
Some people do. Paul George has come back looking good.
Mm.
James Harden is... Oh, yeah. James, please save James Harden, too. Mm. Leave, James. Get away. Just get away. Kobe's looking in. But we'll see. So, the season's almost upon us. We got about...
When is he retiring?
When he wants to.
Kobe.
I don't know. You don't ask Tim Duncan when he retires. He's
when
going
is
strong.
When is Timmy retiring?
When he wants to.
Mm.
When he gets six.
Mm.
Actually, when he gets whenever he wants.
Mm.
Timmy.
Mm.
Why are you trying to get rid of... It'll be sad days when these guys retire.
Mm.
When Timmy, when Dirk, when KG, Kobe.
Nowitzki?
Yep.
Mm.
Kobe, those... I mean, those are the early 2000s. That's what we grew up with, those four. And LeBron, to a degree, so yeah. When those guys
One
go...
One would have to have been watching basketball then.
I take that you weren't watching it.
Mm.
Okay. So yeah, all right. This is now the official end of the segment. This is now going to be our... Fantasy sports segment.
What? We're still talking about sports. I can't deal.
Well, this is more of a competition.
Oh, this is an update?
Yeah, update.
We're tied.
We are tied. So in week one, Miss M. Don over here
Woo-hoo.
Destroyed me.
Destroyed.
She beat me completely so bad. I was like shocked. And the reason I lost is because I had Andrew Luck. And if you've been following football, bro ain't been there. We're gonna need Andrew the Giant and his beard, his neck beard, to come back. So ASAP in that ASAP. So get healthy, Andrew Luck. So we have more options. So, but in week two, I made a comeback. I gave her a little taste of her own
He
medicine.
mollywopped me.
I came back and dominated her.
Ba, 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 ba.
Fantasy sports, boo. And week three, we are now ongoing. I know we both had Devontae Freeman last night, and he both gave us good production. She has someone else. I don't know who, but I'll look later. And she's up currently, but still many games to be played
Stay
this
that
weekend.
way.
So we'll update you back on that. So yeah, Malika, we're tied 1-1. So
Do you want to share our players? Because you can't change it at this point, right?
true. So who do you know who you have?
Let me pull it up on my handy
Well,
dandy
notebook.
iPhone.
Notebook. Like Blue's Clues.
Also, so I mean, you're probably gonna laugh at my picks, but whatever. All right, so my quarterback, we're gonna go quarterback, quarterback, running back, go down the list, okay?
Are we going like individual, or are we just picking
Yeah.
the whole lineup together?
Back and forth.
All right, let me get mine right quick because I don't have my lineups listed. Upcoming lineups.
Oh, well, it looks like you can throw somebody out and edit, I guess.
Oh
What is
yeah,
taking so long?
I got it up. I was waiting for you to announce your peoples.
Okay, my quarterback is Russell
And mine's is that goat cheater,
Wilson. You did not pick Tom Brady.
Thomas L. Brady.
Ew.
I shouldn't say L. It's really a W because he stay winning. He gonna have a crazy season. He might not go in. He might go interceptionless this season, the way especially they playing their offense. So
So next from our running backs, I'll read both of them.
okay.
I got Devontae Freeman. Way to go, man. You got me 38.6 points.
Doesn't matter, we're top of
Holla.
that.
We're tied there though. My other running back is Adrian Peterson.
What? Okay. All right. And as you know, my running backs are Devontae Freeman, who didn't give me any help because she
I picked him
smartly picked
too.
him. And my backup is TJ Yeldon for the Jacksonville Jaguars, our
Okay.
secondary running back.
My wide receivers are, well, it says A. Brown. Is it Aaron? I
What
don't know.
team?
From
Pittsburgh?
Pittsburgh.
Oh, Antonio.
Antonio Brown, come on down.
Maybe you should learn who these people are before you start selecting
Right.
them.
I got B. Daniels from the Seahawks.
Have no idea who B. Daniels?
Yeah.
I have no idea who B. Daniels is.
That's all right. And T. Jin Jr. from Carolina.
You got Ted Ginn Jr.?
Ginn.
Oh,
Him.
wow.
I got him.
Okay. All right. So I'll tell you my wide receivers.
Yeah.
All right. So again, I kept it low key. I got Doug Baldwin from the Seahawks.
Okay.
I went and got the rookie Allen Hurns from the Jacksonville Jaguars. I'm jagged up this week.
Yeah.
We'll see. They're playing Houston, so I'm hoping Houston's terribility continues.
They have been pretty terrible.
Exactly. So, and I got Jeremy Maclin from the Chiefs, who I'm hoping to have a big day against the Vikings. So we'll see how that goes.
Okay.
You tight end?
My tight end was
Did you pick your hometown boy?
J. Tammy? Tame?
Jacob Tammy.
Yeah.
So that's how you got the extra points.
Yeah.
Mr. Tammy played last night for our Atlanta Falcons, or my Atlanta
Yeah, you're
Falcons.
Atlanta Falcon.
And for my tight end, I got Tyler Eifert. For the Bengals, the Bungles. So, come on, Andy Dalton, Red Rifle. Let's get them involved this week. And they're gonna kill the Bills because that's who they're
My
playing.
flex player, Rob Gronkowski. What?
You loaded up with Gronk, AP,
What do you mean I loaded
and
up?
Devontae.
I picked some good players.
For real though. All right. All right, I can't hate.
Who'd you pick?
I went with the Patriots as well, but I went with their running back Deion Lewis, who I think they're gonna annihilate the Colts after the what do we call that gate? The deflate gate nonsense. Since the Colts started up,
Patriots.
they're gonna probably run up that skull. I'm predicting a 63-21 score.
Whoa.
I hope Belichick and Brady show no mercy, mostly because they're on my fantasy team
Oh my
in
gosh.
this contest. So yeah. And so who did you have for your defense?
I have the Carolina Panthers.
That's not a bad choice. They're playing the Seahawks this week, even though they're playing the Seahawks at home. So we'll see. That should be a defensive struggle, as usually has been the last couple years.
Yeah, I feel like they're gonna try to bring it, so I feel like that may help me get more
Bring it.
points. Bring it. It's already been
So
brought.
basically, wait, you just did an oxymoron lineup. Russell Wilson is your starting quarterback.
I'm
And
hedging
who's
my bets.
it?
One may lose points, the other will gain points. What?
My defense, I picked the Broncos.
Okay.
And they're going against the Browns this week, so.
Oh, that's pretty good. But see, I also feel like.
And they've been one of the best defenses in the NFL this season, so we'll see how that goes.
Well, those are our teams, so
Well,
we'll have an update
we
for
did
you.
make another change. We went to DraftKings this week
Oh,
instead
yes.
of FanDuel, so we'll see how
And
this works.
we like the DraftKings interface a little bit more than FanDuel. Or I did. Because on FanDuel, I had to start on the website, the actual website, before I could access or edit from my phone. DraftKings, I could do everything from my phone. So, hey, if DraftKings, if you want to sponsor us,
No,
hit me up
they got bigger problems right now.
on Twitter.
They got bigger issues.
Well,
The government is now starting to look into it.
it was fun while it lasted. But if
Yeah,
you want to
buddy.
send us some money,
They got too flashy. They've been spending all their advertising money on everything, their marketing money, all on the NFL, saying, "Hey, come play,
Come
we get the money."
play.
And yeah, now you got caught up. Now we took all the fun from us.
Oh, goodness.
Anyway, so
So, this is the last thing for our sports segment.
yeah, sports is done.
No, I thought we were doing the trivia thing.
You want to do sports trivia?
I mean, I think I pretty much showed how my lack of knowledge
I was gonna
in
give you something
naming my.
simple.
Oh!
Something simple.
Okay.
What?
What are we gonna call this? We gotta call it something. Oh my. We'll work on that.
Okay, next time. So, what sport would you like, madame?
Hockey.
What? Okay.
Oh gosh, what have I
I'll give
done?
you a local hockey question.
Oh, local?
Yes.
Okay.
What was the Atlanta
Team?
NHL hockey team
The
name?
Thrashers!
And what city did they move to?
Montreal.
Wrong.
Where do they move to?
It's Winnipeg.
Ah.
As a South Canadian, you're supposed to know this.
I thought they went to Montreal.
No, they moved to Winnipeg. They are now the Jets. Jet life.
No.
So, I will give you
Sorry.
a check
I get
mark in
half a
the.
point.
I give you a check mark for that one in the sports trivia today. So,
Thanks. I don't know what the check mark means.
You got it right.
Is there like a gold star?
You got it right.
So I get a gold star?
We ain't got any. I can go find it.
Yeah, you go find that.
All right. Cool.
Bet.
All right. So, yeah, let's finish up with our random thoughts of the day.
You know, I had one, and now I forgot it. It was a good one, too.
And that was Malika's random thought of
No, it
the
was a good one.
day.
Shoot. Ah, oh, for shoot.
I think I gave my random thought today about the DraftKings FanDuel nonsense and scandal. Anything else that I have?
I should have written it down.
Classily. Classily. I don't even know what that means. It's not even a word.
Nope.
At all.
All right, let's ask the Ninja Gate Ball something. For shoot.
Dead air.
I'm sorry, y'all. I messed up. Did Malika mess up the podcast this week?
I don't even know how you can see in these things.
What are you doing?
It says...
You're the one with the dead air now.
Outlook good.
Did Malika mess up the podcast?
The outlook is good.
Wait, no. Did people like our podcast? Our first one together?
That's really a...
Shake it, shake it, shake it, shake it, shake it.
A question we ask the masses.
Well, masses, the Magic 8 Ball says, you may rely on it. They like us. They really, really like us.
Cool. All
right. Well, follow us on Twitter.
Give your Twitter handle.
I do. It's Malika Did It. Malika Did It.
I will be following you on Twitter.
If Malika I already... did it.
Cool.
She does it. She gets it done.
And my Twitter handle is the next in line. That's THENEXTINLINE. The next in line.
There's no I.
On the Facebook one, on the Twitter one, it is.
There is? I've never noticed.
Actually, that might be a different from the one I have on. Never mind. It doesn't matter. So, yeah.
Good luck next finding in line. Him. Good luck finding him on Twitter.
The next in line.
All right.
Enjoy it.
Should we end the show? It is certain.
All right. Well, much love, y'all. We love y'all. Talk to y'all later. Next week's my birthday, so woo! Birthday podcast is a coming. Yay. All right. And as always, our saying is, the choice is yours!